Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Heyamud Aleph. We're starting on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, by the words Michlal de Tarvayu. So we had that on Gimel Amud Beis, that Reish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yochanan that if you're right that the Makar for Prisha Shiva by Yom Kippur is from the Miluim, so then Prisha should be Ma'akev, because by the Miluim, everything by the Miluim is Ma'akev. So that would include Prisha, because everything by the Miluim is Ma'akev. And if you're telling me that the Prisha of Yom Kippur is learnt out from that Prisha, so then the Prisha on Yom Kippur should also be Ma'akev. And we know that it's not Ma'akev from the Lashon of our Mishnah. So, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer. Rabbi Yochanan stayed quiet. So says the Gemara, Mechlal de Tarvayu Sfir Luhu Miluim Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ben. It's Mashma Reish Lakish from his Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan from his silence, that they both hold that by the Miluim, everything that the Torah tells us by the Miluim is Ma'akev. Not just the things that are normally Ma'akev, even things which are not normally Ma'akev. Everything it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev. De Itmar. It was stated, Miluim, we have a machlekes regarding the Miluim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, one of them says, Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ben. Everything that the Torah tells us to do by the Miluim is Ma'akev. V'chad Amar, the other one says, Davar HaMa'akev Udoire is Ma'akev Ben. Only things which are normally Ma'akev by Karbonis in general, so they're Ma'akev also by the Miluim. She'e Ma'akev Udoire is, but things which are not normally Ma'akev, so e Ma'akev Ben. They're not Ma'akev by the Miluim either, meaning the rules of the Miluim are the same rules as the rest of, as any other Aveda. Says the Gemara, it is time Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ben. We said over here, it's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. One of them said this way, one of them said this way. It's Mashma, we don't know which one said which. Says the Gemara, Luchai, we have a Raya, the Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that everything is Ma'akev. Because Midika Amar Le Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Imam Miluim Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Behen, V'loika Mahadrele, V'loika Midi, from that which Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, that by the Miluim everything is Ma'akev, and therefore Prisha should also be Ma'akev, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer anything back. It must be, he holds that he agreed with Rabbi Reish Lakish's Kasha, that everything by the Miluim is Ma'akev. So says the Gemara, this time, you're right, it's a good Raya, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one in this machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that everything by the Miluim is Ma'akev. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that everything is Ma'akev, and Rabbi Chanina holds that only things which are Ma'akev in general by Karbanos, so they're Ma'akev as well by the Miluim. Says the Gemara Ma'ay Beinai, what's going to be the nafkamina between these two shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? Going on to Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yosef Smicho Ike Beinayu. So the Gemara is going to say four nafkaminas. Rabbi Yosef says nafkamina number one is smicha. L'man da amar kol hakasa ben ma'akev ben. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that everything by the Miluim is ma'akev, so smicha ma'akva. So even smicha is going to be ma'akev. But l'man da amar davar she'in ma'akev v'dayre se'in ma'akev ben. But if you hold like Rabbi Chanina, who holds that things which are not ma'akev in general by karbanis, so they won't be ma'akev by the Miluim, so then smicha is not going to be ma'akva, loy ma'akva. Smicha is not going to be ma'akev, because smicha is not generally by karbanis ma'akev, so therefore it won't be ma'akev by the Miluim as well. Uludairis minalon loy ma'akva, and what's the makar that smicha is not generally ma'akev? The Tanyaks, we learned in the Braisa, v'samach v'nirtza, the Pazik says v'samach, and associated with v'samach, the Torah tells us v'nirtza, that he gets kapara, that he achieves kapara, v'chis smicha mechaperas, a smicha, the thing which achieves kapara, but lo ain't kapara l'bedam. I thought it's dam that achieves the kapara. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ki adam hu banefesh yichaper, that the dam is what is mechap, the dam is mechaper. So ma tamoloimar v'samach v'nirtza. So why does the Torah tell us kapara in association with smicha? It must be to teach us shem asa l'smicha shiari mitzvah, that if you leave out smicha, you treat smicha like it's just a like an extra. So ma l'avakasov kilu l'keeper v'keeper, the Torah considers it like you didn't get kapara that's complete. It's not a kapara min amuvchar, but l'maisa you still do get a kapara. So you see that smicha is not ma'akev. So that's a nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that everything by the Miluim is ma'akev, so this will be ma'akev, and according to Rabbi Chanina, it won't be ma'akev. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, a second nafkamina. And the Tetzis Yishanim says that they're not mutually exclusive, they're all saying additional nafkaminas. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok says an additional nafkamina. An additional nafkamina is going to be regarding Tanufa Ikebinayu. Tanufa will be a nafkamina. Lamand Amar, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Kol HaKasav Ben Ma'akev Ben, that everything by the Milum is Ma'akev, so Ma'akva, since Tanufa will also be Ma'akev, waving the carbon is also going to be Ma'akev. But Lamand Amar, but according to Rabbi Chanina, who says, Adavar She'ein Ma'akev Adavar is who says ma'akev ben, but according to Rabbi Chanina, who says that things which are not normally ma'akev by karbanai, so they're not ma'akev by the miluim either. So then the lach is le ma'akva tenufa will not be ma'akev by the miluim. Will deris minalon le ma'akva? How do we know that tenufa is not something which is generally ma'akev? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa the tenufa lechaper v'chi tenufa mechaperis. And again, the Gemara asks, why is the Torah associating kapara with tenufa? Is tenufa something which achieves kapara? Velo in kapara al bedam. It's dam which is mechaper. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. Uma atam loimer le tenufa lechaper. So why does the Torah associate kapara with tenufa? Shem also to tenufa shari mitzvah must be to teach us that if you leave out tenufa and you don't do tenufa, you treat tenufa like it's just an extra mala levakasov ki ilu lightkeeper. The Torah considers it as if you didn't achieve kapara, meaning you didn't achieve the best type of kapara, but lamais of a keeper. But lamaisa, you still do get kapara. So it's good for to teach us that tenufa is not ma'akev the kapara. So if tenufa is not ma'akev, so that will be a nafkamina between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Papa Amar, a third nafkamina, prisha shiva ikibinayu. The din prisha by the miluim, that will be a nafkamina between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. Laman damar kolakasa ben ma'akev ben ma'akva. According to Rabbi Yechon, who says that everything by the miluim is ma'akev, so prisha will also be ma'akev. But Laman Da'amar, but according to Rabbi Chanina, who says that Davish Eino Ma'akev Adairis Eino Ma'akev Behen, that things which are not Ma'akev Adairis are not Ma'akev, even by the Miluim, so then Lay Ma'akvas. And the Din Prisha will not be Ma'akev. Adairis Minalon Lay Ma'akva. And how do we know that Prisha by other Avedas, let's say by Yom Kippur, that's not Ma'akev? Midikatani Maskinen V'Lay Ma'katani Ma'frishen. From that which our Mishnah says, that we're Maskinen Kayin Achir Tachtav, that we set up another Kayin as a backup Kayin Gadol, and it doesn't say that we're Mafrishin, it doesn't say that we're Mafrishim, so obviously Prisha is not Ma'akev, and if Prisha is not Ma'akev, so therefore that will be a nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Ravina Amar, a fourth nafkamina, Riboy Shiva, Umashicha Shiva Ikebinayu. The way of inaugurating the Kohen Gadol by having him wear the Shmei Begadim and anointing him with the Shemen HaMishcha, so that will be a nafkamina. Lamanda Amar, Kol HaKasa Ben Ma'akev Ben Ma'akva. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says that everything by the Miluim is Ma'akev, so then doing these things for all 7 days by the Miluim is Ma'akev. But Lamanda Amar, Kol HaKasa Ben the Uman Damar Davash in Ma'akev Adairis in Ma'akev Behen, but according to Rabbi Chanina, who says that things which are not normally Ma'akev, so they're not Ma'akev by the Miluim either, so Lay Ma'akva, they won't be Ma'akev by the Miluim. This Riboy of Dafka Shiva, Meshicha of Dafka Shiva, as we'll see. Udairis Minalan Lay Ma'akva, how do we know that in general, that doing these things for 7 days is not Ma'akev? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, by Yom Kippur, it says, V'chipur HaKayin. It says that the Kayin, he's mechaper for us. Which Kayin? The Kayin asher yimshach oisav asher yamali es yadu l'chayin tachis aviv. The Kayin that he had Mashicha and he had riboy begadim. Asher yamali es yadu is the Torah's way of saying riboy begadim. So the Kayin that had Mashicha and riboy begadim, referring to the Kayin Gadol. And the kasha is, ma'atam olaymer, why does the Torah have to specify that the Vayda of Yom Kippur is done with the Kayin Gadol? We know from other psukim, we already know that the Vayda of Yom Kippur is done with the Kayin Gadol. So why does the Torah specify that the Vayda is done dafka with the Kayin Gadol? Says the Gemara, Lefisha Nemar, because the Pasuk says regarding Riboy Begadim, the Pasuk says, Shiva Yamim Yobasha, Ma'kayin Tachtov, Mibanov, it says that you do Riboy Begadim for 7 days. So, Ein Liel on this Rabbi Shiva and Mshach Shiva. So, I might think you have to mamish do Riboy Shiva and Meshicha Shiva, and anything less will be Ma'akev. Nisrabi Shiva and Mshach Yom Echad, or Nisrabi Yom Echad and Mshach Shiva Minayin, how would I know, where do we know it from, that even if you just do Riboy for 7 days and Meshicha for 1 day, or Riboy for 1 day and Meshicha for 7 days, how do I know, Minayin, that that's still gonna work, and it won't be Ma'akev? That's why the pasuk says by the Avodas Yom Kippur that the Kayin is the one that does the Avodah is the Kayin that had Meshicha and had Riboy Begadim, to teach us Mikol Makom that in any way, shape, or form that he had it, even if it wasn't for 7 days, that will also work to make him into Kayin Gadol and it won't be Ma'akev. Now, Agav, the Gemara just points out, Ashkechan Riboy Sheva Lechatchila. So now we mentioned where we know it from, that Riboy is still Lechatchila supposed to be for 7 days. That's in the Pasuk of Sheva Siyamim Yilbasha Makayin Tachtam Yibanav. But Meshicha Sheva Lechatchila Minal, what's the Makar that Meshicha Lechatchila is supposed to be 7 days? So says the Gemara, Tutarutzen, Ibais Ema Mid Itzach Kra Lemuuta. Either you could say from that which we needed to be Memait Meshicha, and we needed to prove that we needed to bring a makar from the Avodas Yom Kippur, that Meshicha, the Torah stressed that Meshicha could work mikol makayim, and it's not ma'akiv, so it must be that really lechatchila you're supposed to do it for 7 days. So that's one makar. V'ibayisema is a second teretz, is the amakra, the pasuk says, u'bigdei ha'kodesh asher la'aron yu lebanav achrav, lemashcha behem, ulema lebam es yadam. So it puts Meshicha by riboy begadim. Iskish Meshicha l'riboy, to compare the two. Ma riboy shiva, just like riboy begadim lechatchila 7 days, af Meshicha shiva, so too Meshicha is lechatchila supposed to be for 7 days.